Jack met his mother all alone, to whom he did smiling say, "I'll go and visit buxom Joan, because it is holy day. And being in my roast meat class, I hope she will like me well. If Joan be kind, my heart, my mind, to her I will freely tell. My son, she's lusty, large and tall, and thou art but young as yet. Thy whole proportion is but small, she'll swallow thee at a bit, and hide thee in her hollow cave from ever glance of light. Upon my life, take her to wife, and then thou art ruined quite. I pray, dear mother, say not so, you speak in your son's disgrace. Behold, my beard begins to grow, and I have a manly face. With something else to pleasure Joan, according to art and skill. Since it is so, I'd have you know, I must have a wife and will. Go to her then with all my heart, and when she's made thy spouse, with half my goods I'll freely part, my wethers and good milch cows. My geese, my ducks, my cocks, my hens, my wagons, my ploughs, my teams. 'Cause you declare in love you are, and must have a wife, it seems." So soon as her discourse was done, without any more dispute, Jack to his chamber straight did run, and put on his leathern suit. His broad brim hat and ribbon red, now when he was thus arrayed, himself he viewed and did conclude that he was a brisk young blade. Then he away to Joan did ride, and when he came there he cries, "Sweet jewel, wilt thou be my bride, my honey, my sweet pig's ease? To thee I have a present brought, a delicate gay gold ring. Then let us wed, and when we bed, thou shalt have a better thing." Then buxom Joan began to frown, and called him saucy slave, saying that no such homebred clown her maiden head e'er should have. "Why was the matter?" he replied, "without any more ado, I'd have you know, if hence I go, I can have as good as you. There's Doll the shepherd's daughter dear, and Katie of high degree, who hast at least 3 mark a year, they're ready to die for me. And I must now be held in scorn, and made a ridicule too. By buxom Joan it is well known, I can have as good as you. My mother, she has horses, wains, and delicate cows and calves, geese, capons, turkeys, cocks, and hens, and I am to go her halves. The goods likewise must parted be, as soon as I am married too. What say you now, you saucy sow, I can have as good as you?" With that he went to take his leave, and just as he turned aside, Joan stepped and catched him by the sleeve. "I was but in jest," she cried. "What makes you be in so much haste, if me thou art come to woo? We'll never part, thou hast my heart, I'll marry with none but you. You might have told me this at first, before you had vexed me so, and then perhaps I might have bust my Joanie for aught I know. But you did so inflame my wrath, that I in a passion flew. There's girls could store at Ecrae door, I can have as good as you." Joan in a merry humour smiled, and took him bout the waist. Said, "Prithee, John, be reconciled, it was but a word in haste. A kind and virtuous wife I'll prove, I'll honour and love thee too." "Why then," quoth he, "I do agree to marry with none but you."